Welcome to Heart of the Savior Ministries. In late December of 2014, the History Channel aired a program entitled Revelation, and their portrayal of what is to come really riled some people up, and it scared quite a few, too. And yeah, I watched it, all of it, and I was chastised by several people for watching the program. But I've learned that sometimes you have to watch or read about current cultural issues in order to better be able to respond and bring the truth of God's Word into the conversation. We first addressed this issue of what is to come, the end times, in February of 2014 with Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries at my side, as he is the most qualified person I know to address end times data. And he and I promised at the end of that program that he would do a second, more in-depth program on this subject based on Matthew 24, verses 24 through 31. So join me now as we open with this passage. Again, I'm reading Matthew 24, verses 24 to 31. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. John, you've dedicated your life to working with college campus youth and bringing this good news of Jesus Christ to them, along with really good, sound biblical teaching. And I was a recipient of your tutelage when I was a student at Oregon College of Ministry. And you're also the executive director of Endurance Ministries, which addresses these current cultural affairs in light of eschatological end times data in God's Word. So thank you for agreeing to come back and take a second look at Matthew 24.
Well, thank you for the invite, Leslie.
Always. Yeah.
Well, you're right. In February of this year, we touched upon the chronology of Matthew 24, and we'd encourage the listening audience to go back to heartofthesaviorministries.org and click the broadcast link at the top of the homepage. Part one of our broadcast on Matthew 24, the one dealing with chronology, is dated February 14th. There's another site we'd encourage our listeners to visit, and that's endmin.com. This site includes frequently asked questions, and on the frequently asked question 2 page, take a look at frequently asked question number 26, where a link to a crucial PDF Bible study worksheet is available. The link at the bottom of the frequently asked question number 26 article is where you'll find this sheet. It's a helpful study. Well, going through this 3-page study, actually, will give those who take the time to complete it helpful chronological insight. Actually, counsel second to none because it's from the primary source. The chronology is also put into visual form as a chart at the same site, endmin.com. Just go to frequently asked question number 60 and the chart is yours to download.
You know, I'm so thankful for that PDF, as I'm a visual learner, and as my friends will tell you, I'm a copious note taker. Yep. So I file for topics where, you know, this where it goes, and so that I can always refer back to it, because I can't keep all my notes in my Bible.
Yeah, many have made comment as to these visual aids being quite helpful to clarify the verbiage, you know.
They are really good.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the themes, which we're highlighting today, let's do a review of the broadcast on chronology. So I'm going to be really quick here, but this section of Scripture, Matthew 24, verses 4 through 31, highlight, and these are from the very words of our Lord concerning the end of the age and His return, they highlight chronology. So birth pains, also known as the time of sorrows, are found in 4 through 8, verses 4 through 8. Tribulation in verses 9 through 14. The setting up of the abomination of desolation and the great tribulation which follows is highlighted in verses 15 through 22. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, there will be heavenly signs, astronomical signs, that's verse 29, which you read, followed by the sign of the Son of Man, verse 30. And then the false Christs and false prophets of verses 23 through 26 will emerge. They will be active during the blowing of the trumpets of Revelation. Then the final trumpet rapture gathering will take place. This is seen in verse 31. Episunagoge, the taking up, the taking gathering together. Well, this is also revealed in Revelation chapters 11, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15.
You know, to clarify, John, you offer this outline in light of the actual data of the immediate text of Matthew 24 and in light of the full counsel of the Word of God. Is that correct?
Yes, Leslie. And this is tied to hermeneutical appeals, which we've been making in past broadcasts.
Yes.
They're important. But the beauty of this is that this outline, no one can take claim or credit for this because these chronological insights are actually what the Word of God teaches. So if you were to remove us from the inquiry, the end time study, one would still have the data as outlined in the text, which is pretty cool. So we're not trying to say, look at us, we have the answers. No, go to the text, go to the text. This is important stuff that we need to be pondering today.
Well, thank you for the review of that program. That was February 14th program of 2014, right? 14, 15. Okay. But the program of those chronological details of Matthew 24. But what about the themes, which is our emphasis of today's broadcast?
Okay. Well, the themes occur during the unfolding of the chronology of Matthew 24, 4 through 31. In the days just prior to our rapture gathering. Well, these are our days. So in this chronological setting, our Lord highlights, this is a gift to us, He highlights action steps we are to be especially mindful of. Life actions which are crucial to live out during these days. Again, for repetition's sake, the emphasis of repeating. Our days, we're in these days, Leslie. Our Lord cares so much for us. We're sheep, we need His help. That He reveals both events and themes during these days of the end. These are insightful and clearly stated in His Word. So again, dear family in Christ, go to the Word. Go to the Word.
Okay, so because of timing, we want to get everything in. Let's get going, John. Let's get to the point, dear brother, and help us to understand so we can be prepared to endure.
Okay, dear elder sister.
Oh,
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. But I got to get to the point, so I got to move on. Sorry. Oh, that's not even letting you respond.
I'm going to get you.
Theme number one, deception. Deception will mushroom just prior to our final trumpet rapture gathering. Number two, lawlessness. Darkness will increase such that the love of many will grow cold. Theme number three, persecution in many forms will rise. And number four, great apostasy unfolds. Leslie, reality check here. These things are happening today, big time. And the Word in this very passage tells us that we need to be responding. Does anyone know His counsel as to how to respond to these cultural affairs? For example, deception. We are to know the Word well enough whereby we discern these deceptions. Lawlessness. We are counseled to be righteous in a godless day and continue loving. Persecution, we are called to endure. Great apostasy, we are also called to endure to the end.
You know, John, listening today, people might get a little scared about what they've just heard, but I also know that the Word of God for believers in Jesus Christ is full of hope for this time. So what you're saying isn't that this is the end, for if I'm not right, please correct me, but there are also future themes which will soon unfold as well. Right?
Well, that's what the Word clearly teaches. So let's go on to some additional themes.
I get an A again.
Amen. Amen. So these themes are also found in the context of chronological events. So number five, as far as themes. Difficult living situations will arise due to what some would call natural disasters. And this will bring on scarcity of food, for one thing. Some will call these events like wormwood and volcanic activity. They'll call them natural disasters. But there's a much bigger picture one needs to consider, a biblical picture, and it's this. This is God's hand of correction. When a father disciplines his children, it's to bring them back in line. God does the same. These God-allowed natural disasters, so to speak, are his corrective hand at work, encouraging a rebellious world to confess and repent. But his wrath is a different story. Wrath which is poured out during the time that the Bible calls the bowls of wrath. But by the way, there are those who say we shouldn't prepare because we should live one day at a time. But this half-truth is not lived out by those who would make such a decree. They themselves prepare for the future. They do some preempting, some preparedness for things. So while we serve a 1 Kings 17 God who does provide, he has also counseled us to do our part. So we find in verses 45 and following of Matthew 24, the encouragement to prepare. The 10 virgins are also making that same appeal. And the conclusion of our Lord's end time address, what I say to you, I say to all, watch. That's in Mark 13:37. Well, these marching orders are mandates toward preparedness. Well, okay, that was number 5. How about number 6? The theme of the man of lawlessness will soon appear. Number 7, great tribulation will unfold as outlined in Revelation 13 and Matthew 24 verses 15 through 22. And this great tribulation will be the experience of those who enter the fifth seal of Revelation 6. And let's do a number 8 as far as themes.
The astronomical signs.
Signs of Matthew 24:29 and Revelation 6, verses 12 and 13 unfold. Now see, these are events, but they're also directly tied to themes that are highlighted in many end time passages. We are to discern the deceptions. We are to live righteously. We are to be prepared for and endure through difficult living situations and persecution so as to avoid the falling away from the faith, as the Spirit of God says will happen in the last days. Just look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. We are to discern the man of lawlessness, and through perspectival preparedness, we are to endure in the faith as we go through the tribulation and the great tribulation periods. Then we will see the heavenly signs and the setting. In this setting, we're to look up, and we're supposed to say, as our Lord has counseled, rejoice, our salvation is at the door. End time texts clearly teach these things. Now we could conjecture further at this point, but let's do something much more worthwhile. You suggested it, Leslie. You said that we need to ask the Lord for illumination. So, Lord, let's pray. Father, in light of Psalm 119, verse 18, we ask that you would open our eyes as we simply read and let your word speak for itself. We claim the promises of Isaiah 55 and Hebrews 4, that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which you send it, Lord. And we pray that your word, which is so powerful, that it would reach to the very depth of our being. Father, please, in Jesus' name, by your mercy and grace, illumine our minds today, please, as we read.
Amen.
Amen. I'm reading from Matthew 24, beginning of verse 32, letting the words of our Lord speak for themselves. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. Two will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find him doing so. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day that he is not looking for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
And I'm going to pick up with Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, and it's titled The Parable of the Wise and Foolish Virgins. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered, and he said, Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
Verse 14 continues, For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each one according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And therefore, and likewise he who had received 2 talents gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. Well, after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him. Give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more, who has more will be given, and he who has abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the utter darkness, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I'm going to pick up at Matthew 25, 31 through 46, and it's titled, The Son of Man Will Judge the Nations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothed you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Wow.
Wow. Almost brings a response of silence. Well, folks,
there's a conviction there. You know, you're right. You're never supposed to let there be silence, but there is that on the radio.
You're
but
right.
There is that pause where you just you can't speak.
You can't speak. And that's, again, illustrating the power of God's word. So, folks, there you have it. We actually don't need to bring additional commentary, for his word is clear, but he has counseled us to observe the text. And what we find beautifully set in the context of Matthew 24 and 25 is a chronological address, giving us insight as to what's coming, what's already happening and what's coming. But also our Lord cares enough that he helps us to say, well, there are some themes that you need to be especially mindful of. And so we've listed these themes, but we wanted to let the scriptures speak for themselves. So the question for us at this moment is this: how shall we now live?
I love that. How shall we now live? Because we've heard. So it's a choice that we have to make.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Well, John, I just hate it because our time is coming short here. And I want to thank you because I think the message and the fact that we have read God's word today to our audience is just precious to me. But do you have any final thoughts as we bring this broadcast to a close?
I do, and to reiterate some of the things that we've touched upon. We sincerely have brought you the best we can offer today. We've read God's clear word. We encourage our radio listeners to review the many passages which serve as God's lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. So, you know the scriptures. But if you don't, go to nmin.org and go to the First Things First page where it lists pertinent passages. Or go to Frequently Asked Question number 13, again at the nmin.com site, for some places on the web where we've listed and written out some of these contemporary prophetic passages. So the simple appeal is this: let's go to the Word for nurturing, for our best interest, because we are indeed in harm's way, Leslie. There is a perfect storm, the storm of all storms, coming very soon, and we need to be prepared for it, as our Lord has so outlined. Again, for our protection, for love for others, and ultimately for our God's glory and praise.
Amen, amen. Double amen. Woo-hoo. Yes. You know, based on our discussion today, I know you've written a book, The Final Trumpet Gathering, An Introduction. Could you tell us how our listeners could get a hold of that? Because it's an excellent resource.
It's an excellent resource that talks about both chronology and the themes.
Yes.
The themes are developed in the seventh chapter when we talk about applications toward the end of How Shall We Now Live. Amazon.com, if you just write in the title of the book, The Final Trumpet Rapture Gathering, An Introduction, it'll take you to the Amazon.com. We are actually the supplier of the first entry there, nmin.com, because you get a DVD that's so pertinent. If you order the book, so use us, because there are other vendors. But if you use us, the price is right, but also there's a free edifying DVD that goes along with the book.
Wonderful. And if people have questions for you, how can they contact you directly?
The best way, because of some of the configuring changes with Microsoft and Hotmail, the best email address to use at this point is email@endmin.org. And we will, that's the email address we're using on a more regular basis.
Okay, would you repeat that one more time?
email@endmin.org.
Thank you. John, once again, thank you for coming in and helping us with this important message, and the fact that we finished out, because we promised, and we keep to our promises, to bring back a deeper insight into Matthew 24. So if you want to hear the first part of this, please go back to heartofthesaviorministries.org's website. Click the broadcast tab, February 14th, to hear the first part. Well, John, off we go again, another Saturday. Thank you for coming in and sharing. And folks, you know, we hope you all go away refreshed, restored, and renewed in who you are in Christ Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you truly will make God's word the every breath that you take this week, because that is where your source is God's word. John, as always, in his service, this is Reverend Leslie Nelson and my guest and friend, Dr. John Swanson of Endurance Ministries.